Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, September 11th, 2007. 6 years have passed since that event. Israel's attack on the United States using the false flag cover of Muslim fanatics. 6 years have passed since that, and yet so many Americans still think that Saddam Hussein of Iraq was responsible for 9/11. Then they kind of figure out, oh yeah, wait a minute, it was Osama bin Laden. Of course, that's the official story. But anyone who dares to look beyond the official government lies and the propaganda from the mass media knows otherwise. A lot of good people out there in the 9/11 truth movement trying to bring out the truth. There's other people who are trying to distort the truth. There's a lot of people who will not dare say boo to the Israeli connection to 9/11. I understand that. They don't want to be tarred as an anti-Semite or as a neo-Nazi or as an apologist for Hitler or even an apologist for the Muslims. But you know what? Even those folks who are afraid to mention Israel and the Israeli connection to 9/11, you know, it's funny, even they are marginalized by the mass media. Eventually, I hope some of them will come around. I know what it's like because years ago when I wrote my book Final Judgment on the Kennedy assassination and dared to say that Israel was involved, there were people who said to me, privately of course, well, I think you might be right, but I don't want to mention the Israeli connection. One person even said to me, and I always laugh about this, one person said, I mentioned the CIA connection because I know that people understand when I say the CIA, I really mean the Israelis. Well, I'm not sure how that works, folks. I'm not sure that most people are that psychic to be able to understand the thinking of another, but that person actually said that to me, and I will always remember that. I've never quite gotten over laughing about it or crying about it. So it is with 9/11 or 9/11, as some people insisted it be called, whatever it is. Fact is that on September 11th, this country was rocked, and things have never been the same since. Those of us who dare to say otherwise in any way, shape, or form are immediately marginalized. Well, that's the way it is. That's the way it always will be, as long as our country is controlled by the people who control the mass media in this country. That's what American Free Press always says, the media is the enemy. Speaking of American Free Press, of course, the website for American Free Press is AmericanFreePress.net. I have been delinquent in not mentioning on this broadcast, although I did mention it on Hashem Talawi's broadcast last Saturday when I called in and spoke with Mark Glenn, who was sitting in as guest host. This past issue of American Free Press had a letter to the editor from the president of the USS Liberty Survivors Association. Now, folks, I don't have that issue of the paper handy in front of me. I'm not sure if it's from the current president or the previous past president, but I'm here to tell you that the gentleman praised Mark Glenn for all the great work that Mark Glenn has done in writing about the USS Liberty. The guys of the USS Liberty are very happy with Mark Glenn's work, and they believe it is on the cutting edge. And let's just give a hand to Mark Glenn for the good work that he's done. Mark is not covering up for Israel. Mark is pointing the finger of blame directly where that finger of blame lies, at Israel and its powerful lobby of sycophants, advocates, bought and paid for shills, and other people, most of them hardline fanatics, who like to see the United States doing Israel's work, even if it means sacrificing American sailors on the altar of Zionism. Well, when we come back, folks, a little bit more commentary and some news items I wanted to go through. And Mark Glenn will
Catholic
be...
priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All of times have come here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't feel the reaper.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Returning to the air this Tuesday, September 11th. We do have Mark Glenn aboard with us. I was starting to say before the break that Mark Glenn was going to be joining us. I'm going to go ahead and bring Mark up right now. Mark, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me again, Michael.
Thanks for taking your time to do this. Mark, we'll get directly to you in a minute here, but I have a few things I wanted to comment on that I just thought were kind of interesting, maybe relevant, maybe not, but let's just see what happens. I saw an article in the New York Times today about a brainy parrot dying, a parrot that knew colors and shapes, more than 100 English words, and evidently was pretty intelligent. He was 31 years old, and he just died. Well, you know, when I read that this parrot had died, I was thinking, well, we still have a parrot in the White House. But you know what, folks? I don't want to compare George Bush to a parrot, because this parrot was obviously a relatively intelligent bird, a nice old fellow, and I doubt that he had any bad means or motivations in his limited existence as a parrot. I do think it is appropriate, though, to call George Bush a puppet, a mannequin, somebody whose strings are pulled by other people and who allows words to be put in his mouth. Well, the parrot mimicked people. The parrot parroted people. But George Bush is a man of a, or he's a being, I should say, not a man. He's a being of another character altogether. And unfortunately, we are cursed with this man as our so-called leader. One of our callers last week, Mike from New York, alerted me to the fact there was going to be a profile of another would-be president, Rudy Giuliani, in the New York Times Magazine on Sunday. And indeed there was, very interesting. Talks about the foreign policy advisory group that Giuliani has assembled. And of course, let's be honest about it, folks. The key people mentioned, Peter Berkowitz, Martin Kramer, and Norman Podoritz, they're the three that are mentioned. They are all Jewish fanatics, neoconservatives. And it's very interesting. Even the New York Times Magazine refers to them as eight strident thinkers. They mention only three by name. And then he goes on to say in this article about Giuliani's advisors, Giuliani's campaign has an unusually intellectual bent in this way, with committees of conservative experts emailing furiously to discuss and debate positions in every policy area. I can just see this, folks, these three, quote-unquote, or these eight, quote-unquote, intellectuals. These are the guys who are putting the words in Rudy Giuliani's mouth. That's pretty scary. Norman Podoritz told the New York Times Magazine he was in touch with the Giuliani campaign either by email or telephone at least once a day on average. They asked him if there were aspects of terrorism or the Muslim world in which Giuliani might disagree with Podoritz. Podoritz said, if he does, I haven't discovered it. He sees the war pretty much the way I see it. Folks, that should tell you everything about Rudy Giuliani. This is a real garbage man, ladies and gentlemen, a very, very, very bad man. He's part of a group that wants to blow up the world. As far as I'm concerned, that makes him a traitor. And speaking of blowing up the world, in the New York Times Magazine, very interesting ad, a full-page ad promoting tourism to Israel. And what's very interesting is they have a picture of a Israeli archaeologist at Jerusalem's Hebrew University. He's co-director of the excavations at Masada. He says, I feel that I touched the 10,000 people who lived here, loved here, died here. Masada is the place, and apparently it's a Jewish legend, folks, mostly a legend. Group of people, zealots, who committed mass suicide when they were being overrun by their enemies. That's the legend in any case. But that's interesting, folks, because bear in mind that Israel's national security policy, its national defense policy, which is based on its acquisition of nuclear weapons, which Israel, of course, has achieved, their national policy is one of national suicide. If they feel they're going to be overrun, they're going to let off their nuclear arsenal. They've got nuclear weapons aimed, according to Dr. Martin Van Creveld of, I believe, Hebrew University. But Dr. Van Creveld said they had them aimed at Rome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, wouldn't you want to know why the Israelis would want to have nuclear weapons aimed at Rome? What, are they afraid the ghost of Mussolini is going to come back and take over? Why would the Israelis have nuclear weapons aimed at Rome? I'd like to corner Abe Foxman and ask him that question. Or corner Ariel, well, I can't corner Ariel Sharon. But I'd like to corner the Israelis, some of the Israelis and some of their supporters. But needless to say, they've got nuclear weapons aimed at Moscow. Folks, they're very dangerous people. Isn't it interesting that in their advertising for tourism, they even focus back on Masada? Israel always worries about suicide bombers, but the biggest suicide bomber I'm worried about is the state of Israel. And it makes it all the more scary because there are so many of Israel's partisans here in this country who are promoting Israel's interests. Well, New York Times today talks about a September 11th photo that brings out the conspiracy theorists. famous photo taken by a woman named Valencia McClatchy in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a picture she took of a cloud that rose over the hill outside her home near the reported crash. And notice I say reported crash of Flight 93. Well, of course, this goes on to say that, oh, yes, the FBI says it's real and the Smithsonian Institution says the photo's real. But I tell you what, folks, in their book Flight 93, Phantom Flight 93, which is available from American Free Press, Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani present a very strong case that that photo is very suspicious, and everything about the official claims about the events of 911 there in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, in central Pennsylvania, that it's all very, very suspicious. It's a very good book, folks. If you haven't got it yet, you got to check it out at American Free Press. I don't remember the price off the top of my head, but you can call American Free Press. They can give you the details. The number is 800. What is it, folks? Folks, I just had a mental block. I'm getting old. 888-699-6397. It's 888-699-6397. And if you go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net, I think you'll find some information about it there. Also, folks, another little item from the New York Times, and occasionally you can actually find good things in the New York Times. Former legal advisor to the Bush administration, Jack Goldsmith, has written a book about his concerns about what's happening with the Bush administration and the way it has abandoned the Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And he says that future views of George Bush's accomplishments will likely always be dimmed by our knowledge of his administration's strange and unattractive views of presidential power. I think that's a very interesting way of describing what we've gotten out of George W. Bush in so many, many areas. Well, I cannot avoid commenting on an unusual development that occurred yesterday. Well, there has been a split now between Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt. They have gone their separate ways. And having listened to the last two broadcasts of Daryl Bradford Smith, I'm not going to eat crow here, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to say this much, that I suspect now, looking at things in retrospect, having viewed this thing from both the sidelines and from having been intimately involved in some respects in all of this, that of the two, it was Eric Hufschmidt who was the real troublemaker. He was kind of acting as an intermediary between Daryl Bradford Smith and Christopher Boleyn. Eric was pulling the strings, whispering gently into Christopher's ear, helping build up Christopher's paranoia. And, of course, it was Eric Hufschmidt who was largely responsible for much of the garbage and the lies and the disinformation and the misinformation that appeared on Daryl Bradford Smith's website. Daryl would do his broadcast, but in the meantime, Eric was up to no good. Christopher, of course, was also under some other outside influences, of which we all became too well aware after the problems developed with Christopher. And that's a whole story in and of itself, a story that may be connected, I can tell you now, to a plot to take over American Free Press several years ago, a plot to take over American Free Press and to push myself and our former counsel, Mark Lane, out of the picture. Now, I've never talked about this on the show, but just suffice it to say that when my book Final Judgment came out in 2004, I did in fact refer to this. I say at one point they deployed an asset to infiltrate my publisher's office, to destroy me personally, to undermine Mark Lane, and to seize control of the publishing company itself. The story has never been told, though someday it may be. It was definitively a Zionist plot, ladies and gentlemen, with CIA connections, very interesting and strangely coordinated plot. People playing good cop and people playing bad cop. But the plot failed. The attempt to stage a coup failed. And as I say, it's a story that will someday be told. When we come back, a couple more brief comments. We're going to bring up Mark Glenn, and then we are going to go to the callers.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have some callers lined up, and we will go to them very shortly. I do want to bring up Mark Glenn at this point. Mark's been sitting there waiting patiently. Mark, are you there still?
Yes, I'm here, Mike.
Yeah, Mark, before I went on the air tonight, I was talking to you briefly, and you and I both commented that having listened separately to Daryl Bradford Smith's most recent broadcasts since the split with Belen and then the split with Huffschmidt, that we both detected an air of Daryl seemed quite relieved he removed of this burden, wouldn't you say?
He did. It was actually slightly pleasant to listen to him. I was actually able to take him slightly seriously.
Yeah, I think as I say, I'm able to look at all this now in retrospect. As much bad as I've had to say about Daryl on this program, much of what I was responding to was initially to what I saw on that website, and I realize now that it was Eric Huffschmidt who was actually writing much of the material that was so derogatory to many, 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 many good patriots, and then he was feeding this on to Daryl. So, it seems to me that was probably much of the real source of the problem, and now I'm hoping that without Eric's intervention and his troublemaking, and now that Belen has split off, that maybe Daryl can focus, as he says he's going to do, on productive research. And Daryl doesn't have the big picture all the time, but I think maybe now that he's going to have the opportunity to go off on his own, that he may be able to contribute in a positive sense to so much of what's going on, because we do need good news and information, and we need it from as many sources as we can get it. And if Daryl is going to pledge to drop the Eric Hufschmidt style craziness, I'm hoping that the French Connection is going to return and be a very positive source in the truth movement.
Well, we can always hope, Mike.
Yeah, as I say, I think there's going to be some good news come out of this. And as I say, I wish Daryl well. I think he knows in his heart that neither you nor I are Zionist agents, and that American Free Press is basically on the same page that he's on. And maybe someday in the future we can work together. I don't expect to be sitting down for any beverages with Daryl anytime soon. But be that as it may, we have some more important things to discuss here, and that is, as something I've promised I'm going to do regularly, talking about this forthcoming No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California, October 12th through the 14th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's why I ask you to come aboard here tonight, Mark. And now, we are going to be going to a break in just a couple minutes, but basically, the point we need to drive home here to the listeners, particularly those who are going to attend, those who have the intention to attend, right now we are in a position there for the conference that you need to know if people are going to be coming so that you can make room reservations for them.
That's right. And
yeah,
there are other considerations as well, Mike. We have fire codes as far as like building occupancy and things like that that we have to be concerned about. And so, with the number of subscribers that American Free Press has down there, it's quite conceivable that we're going to get overloaded with people, and I would hate to see anybody get turned away because of, fire codes or anything like that, because, that these buildings can only hold so many people according to the way that the state has written the fire code.
This is particularly important for people from outside California who intend to be coming in and staying overnight. We're going to have a lot of people coming there just for the day, and then coming on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But there will be people. I know a couple people now who are already making their plans to go. Of course, they need to get their airline reservations together for themselves. But as far as letting you know if they need to let you know how many nights they will be there so that you can begin booking the rooms for them, which
exactly
is the process that's going to be used. So you do have a special email for this for people to contact you.
Right, and it's nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com.
That's very, very simple, and just like it sounds, nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com. So if someone's sitting out there in Texas or Pennsylvania or Washington State or Washington, D.C., and they intend to come to this conference, it's important right now to contact Mark Glenn at that email address, nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com, and just say, hey, Mark, I'm going to need a single room for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, or, hey, Mark, I'm going to need a double room for Saturday and Sunday, whatever it is. And the rooms, they obviously don't have to send a payment for the rooms right now. It would be nice if they could, but the rooms, of course, are $124 a night. That's the total price, including taxes, $124 a night for either single or double accommodations. But the idea right now, listeners, is that if you're going to come to this conference, it will really help out if you will let Mark Glenn know right now what nights you will need. So that way Mark can coordinate with the other organizers and with the hotel as to how many numbers of rooms they need to block out for the people who are attending the conference. And obviously, the people don't have to. It's not like a matter of getting the money in right now. It's just getting the numbers together so we know what's going on. Mark, here comes that break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. And then we've got a couple callers here, including, guess who? Jim from Texas. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a 1-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Mark Glenn. We're talking about the No More Wars for Israel conference. You know, Mark, I've spoken at a lot of conferences, not a lot, quite a few here in the United States in one form or another over the past 25 years. I've spoken literally around the world. But, you know, it seems to me that this is certainly at least the first conference on American soil that I'm aware of, with the possible exception of one or two that may have been held by perhaps Arab-American organizations. But this is the first conference that I'm aware of that dares to specifically focus on the forbidden subject of Zionist, Jewish Zionist influence on the conduct or misconduct of U.S. foreign policy. So I'm really looking forward to this conference, and I think it is going to be the place to be in the year 2007. God forbidding the world hasn't been blown up by October 12th, but I think you share my feelings about that.
Yes, absolutely, Mike. And the other thing, too, that is, I guess if you want to use the word unusual about it, is that it really is the Zionist worst nightmare. Not only are we talking about their role in all of this trouble that's taking place, but in addition, it is Christians and Muslims coming together. This is the one thing that is absolutely indispensable as far as ingredients go in this whole horrible stew that they've cooked up, which is that they have to have the Christians and Muslims at each other's throats.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it is the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement that is putting this on, and we have quite a few Muslim speakers who are going to be there. Dr. Kalkab Sadiq, who publishes New Trend magazines in Maryland, is going to be there. Very vocal critic of Zionism and Judaism, and in particular, he really focuses quite a bit of his energies in trying to make Christians understand that all of the attacks on their faith, on all their culture, you know, the blasphemies that are raised against Jesus Christ and against Christianity, that they aren't coming from the Muslim world, they're coming from the Jewish world. And so, a very active, defender of Christian culture and, of the name of Jesus. Joaquin Martello, a very prolific writer on the internet, writes regularly for a number of websites, is very keen on the issue of Muslim-Christian relations. He's going to be speaking. And then we have some other new faces as well. We have Patrick Grimm, who I know that you've mentioned him, Mike. This guy.
Terrific writer, absolutely. I'm thrilled to hear he's going to be there. This is the first I knew about it.
Yeah, he actually, I will admit with no shame, I am green with envy over this guy's ability to write. He is just, there just are not enough good things to say about his ability. He's going to be there to speak. My good friend Eileen Fleming, she just got back from Palestine where she volunteered her services as a registered nurse. She was there helping to take care of these poor Palestinians who can't get medical care. And she's going to talk about her trip there to Palestine and her many trips to Palestine. She interviewed Vanunu. She has an excellent DVD that she put out called 30 Minutes with Vanunu. That's an excellent video. And she spent quite a bit of time talking with him and trying to raise awareness. And, Mike, by the way, did you know that the weekend of the conference is Vanunu's birthday?
No kidding.
Yeah. So, and I'm hoping to get a letter from Mordecai.
Well, I'm going to assert my authority as just kind of a sideline observer and helper, and say that I think that conference should be devoted to dedicated to Mordecai Vanunu.
Well, actually, you've just kind of let the cat out of the bag, because that is kind of the thing that Eileen and I were talking about today.
All right.
I'm hoping to get a letter from Mordecai that I will be reading at the conference, where I'm basically giving him his opportunity to speak what he would like to say were he given the opportunity to be there, although he can't because he's locked up in the only democracy in the Middle East, meaning Israel. Let's see, Wendy Campbell and Mark Green of Marwin Media. Now, I have invited them to speak. I haven't heard yet whether or not they're going to be speaking, but I know they're going to be there because they have booked their reservations.
Excellent.
So, the list is growing every day, and as I said before, you know, we have a couple of characters here, internationally known characters, who we're trying to get to appear, and if we can, this conference will make international news.
Well, this conference, as far as I'm concerned, is already news, and from what I can see all over the internet, people are talking about it. So Mark, we have quite a few callers here, and I know we're not going to be able to get to all of them, but I do just want to again say that if people intend to come, it's so very important to give Mark and the organizers a hand by contacting Mark at nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com and telling him how many nights you'll need the hotel for, and whether they're single or double accommodations, and then later worry about making the payment. But right now, the rooms need to be booked, mm-hmm. both for the work of the hotel and for the conference organizers, so that we can make sure we have room for everybody. And I know we're going to have a lot of people coming in who won't need rooms, but if you're intending to come and do need rooms, please contact Mark. Mark, obviously we're going to have more time on future broadcasts to give out more about this conference, but I get more and more excited about it by the day. Now, we have some callers here, and I'm just going to start bringing them up. You stay on, Mark, because our friend Jim from Texas is coming aboard, I hope. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just tried to call Mark a while ago, and I figured when I couldn't get a hold of him that he was out feeding his wombats, aardvarks, llamas, and springboks. And he wasn't available. But.
Well, actually, Jim, the truth was I was feeding my face when you called, and there was no way I was going to walk away from this wonderful meal that my beautiful Italian wife made for me, so I'm sorry about that. I intended to call you back, though.
Your beautiful Italian wife, who is a saint in my opinion, who's willingly going along with you trying to repopulate the state of Idaho, much to the chagrin of all the Mormons out there who are desperately trying to do the same thing. So. But anyhow, I intend to make it out there. I was on the internet before the show when I called you, looking up my airfares and so forth. And I wanted to, before I book it, I wanted to determine that everything was still a go.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'll be getting a hold of you to finalize the thing and, you know, make my reservation, so to speak.
I'm glad to hear that, Jim. That's fantastic. Looking forward to meeting you live in person, not on the air.
But if I can digress a little bit, Mike, I'd like to go back to your buddy Daryl Bradford Smith, who had an epiphany. I think the reason for his epiphany was that he lost the showdown card game of slapping down nude pictures of your wife to Christopher Blinn, and therefore that caused the referee, Eric Huffschmidt, called the game Christopher Blinn's favor. So that's the best I can figure it.
I don't know. That's as, I'll tell you what, that's probably as good an analysis as I've heard.
It's just some nut from Texas stating his opinion, but, you know, that's the only reason I can see that he had an epiphany. Why would he live in France where you can't say anything bad about anybody? I always go back to that. That's like me moving to Canada so I can say anything I want about Richard Warman. It doesn't work that way.
That's right. It doesn't exactly work that way. Well, we're just going to have to hope that that Daryl mends his ways, and I think he probably is going to now that he won't have this pinheaded lunatic Eric Huffschmidt whispering in his ear every day like Eric was doing to Christopher Blinn along with a couple other folks.
So anyhow, I'll be talking to you fellas. I'll be talking to you, Mark, as soon as possible. I intend to finalize my plans, so to speak, assuming everything's still a go.
Yep.
I'm checking because I know it's getting down to the nitty gritty, and you got to make your plans.
Bet you we're going to have an overflow crowd of listeners to this program because they're all going to want to meet you, Jim.
Well, they're going to be sorely disappointed because I'm just an old idiot that says what he thinks.
Well, they like it. They like it, Jim. Well, thanks for your call, Jim,
mm-hmm.
as always. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's as good a reason as any to go to the conference. Jim from Texas will be there. All right, let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, come on up.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Great to talk to you guys again.
You too.
It's September 11th again, and I just wanted to say, originally, and I don't want to offend you or Mark saying this, but originally I had the deep hatred of Muslims at first in me because of that event.
Mm-hmm.
But really I look back on it now and I've changed so much, and what really brought me to realizing how messed up Zionism is, and I wanted you guys to comment on how maybe you got to the point where you questioned Zionism, but I started questioning this stuff really a lot more when the Lebanon conflict happened in the summer. And, I was listening to the radio, one of the Patriot networks, and they had a news break at the top of the hour, and it was a mainstream news break, and they said that Israel was going to respond to the taking of prisoners by blowing Lebanon back 20 years. And that was my sort of awakening to what Zionism was.
Well, they sure worked hard to do that. There's no question mm-hmm. about it. Even bombing Christian neighborhoods where no Muslim mm-hmm. fanatics were hiding. Mark, did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, well, for me, my real awakening happened when I went to college. And before that, I always had this unease within me about the whole thing. Even though I didn't know much about it, there just seemed to be something wrong with what I knew about Middle Easterners versus what I was being told on the air. But for me, it was when I was in college and I met an individual from Jordan, who explained to me in greater detail what the whole thing was about. And I was surprised to find out that this person from Jordan was a not just a Christian, but a Catholic. And this person explained to me, she said that there are millions of Christians in the Middle East, something that I was not aware of. But, you know, it really, like I said, for me, it was always something that I felt like that there was something wrong. I didn't know intellectually what it was. It was just something in my gut. But the fact of the matter is that it's like, you know, and this is one of the things that I tell, you know, whenever I get these nasty emails from particularly from Jewish supremacist types, and they're accusing me of being a hater and all the rest of stuff. And I tell them, I say, listen, I am a monster of your own creation. You see, I was raised decade after decade on the idea that hating people for no reason is a horrible thing, and that Holocausts are horrible things, and picking on people just because they happen to belong to a certain ethnic group or a certain religious group is a horrible thing. And so I'm just applying these principles that I learned growing up in 20th century Judaized America. The problem for them, though, is that the sword cuts both ways.
You know, it's interesting. I think I can mention here without embarrassing Mark that I heard a song that Mark wrote and recorded back when he was in his early 20s, and in that song he specifically struck out at anti-Semitism. Is that not correct, Mark?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so this is not, you know, the Anti-Defamation League would have you believe that Mark Glenn has been this, has had this deep-rooted hatred for Jews and Israel, and he's an anti-Semitic hate-monger, blah, blah, blah. But I heard the song in Mark's voice recorded back years and years ago, and I think I think that just says something. For myself, and I've told this on the air, and I'll give you the two-cent version of it, I started getting concerned about U.S. foreign policy during the era of the Vietnam War, and I wasn't much older than you, Joe, at the time. And then I saw the effect that Vietnam had on my older brother, and then I started looking at all aspects of U.S. foreign policy, and I saw that the real problem was in the Middle East, and that this policy was a policy that I didn't think was in America's interest. And then, you know, it's funny, I just was telling Hashem Talawi and Mark the other day on Hashem's show that even then, when I was already conscious of the problem of Israel, I still didn't understand the ramifications of what they were doing to the Palestinians. I had zero knowledge about the history of what had happened to the Palestinian Christians and Muslims. And then when I finally discovered that, I kind of came to that same sense of outrage, Joe, that you expressed, because then I began to see that not only was the United States engaging on the wrong side in wars and conflicts that shouldn't be fought, but that we were also engaging on the side of a country that had no claim for morality, mm-hmm. because it was founded mm-hmm. on a lie, founded on the destruction of a people and their civilization. And so that's my story.
Well,
so we all have our own stories, but it all comes together that bottom line, as Americans and proud Americans and patriotic Americans, we don't like what our government is doing,
mm-hmm.
and it is the American tradition to criticize your government when your government is wrong.
And if I can add just one more thing, Mike and Joe, the other thing for me is that I, despite the fact that I was raised a Catholic and generally Catholics don't read their Bible, when I went back and started reading the Bible, and in particularly I started taking a second look at this whole war between Jesus and his enemies, I came to the conclusion that, you know, Jesus was fighting the same creature that we are fighting today. Mm-hmm. He was warning us 2,000 years ago about these people, and I couldn't, in all honesty, call myself a Christian and at the same time support the thing that is going on, because, you know, as I have told people before and I'll tell them again, to me it's no mystery what the Antichrist is, what was predicted was going to happen in a future date. The Antichrist today is the same Antichrist that existed 2,000 years ago during the time of Jesus, and it is the Pharisees. It's the rabbis who are pushing this this Judeo-centric Jewish supremacist ideology down the throats of these people and attempting to take over the world in the process. So that's really what it boils down to. If I have to choose between being an opponent of the Pharisees and being a Christian, or I'm sorry, being a friend of the Pharisees and being a Christian, then I'm going to choose to be a Christian.
Joe, I don't know if you've ever... I have this vague memory one time, Joe, that you may have mentioned Dr. Alfred Lilienthal to me in a phone call. Is that correct?
I don't think so. There was one more thing I wanted to add, though, real quickly.
Go ahead.
Today was the first day I was labeled an anti-Semitic, and I really didn't care what that person said, so I'm happy to say that and proud to say it.
Well, you know, see, that's the attitude more and more people are going to have to adopt, unfortunately, and that's sad because if people are going to start throwing that term around at everybody and his brother, then there's going to be a lot of anti-Semites in this world by their definition, and it's an ugly term, but if they want to throw it around, they're going to have to accept the consequences. Joe, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call, Joe. Smart caller there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to have room for one more caller when we come back, but don't forget the No More Wars for Israel conference, October 12th through the 14th.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. We have Mark Glenn with us, and we have a caller from Washington, Martin. Martin, come on up.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing, Martin?
I'm doing real well, and the reason I called in was that you announced right at the beginning of the show that your guest would be there, Mark Glenn would be there, and the question's for him, and it has to do with the Osama bin Laden Just for Men commercial over the weekend. You know, the beard?
Yes, yes.
And I've been reading all this stuff. One says it's a violation of Muslim law for a man to dye his beard. Another that says it's unusual. Another that says it's very common. And then, of course, there are people who think it was a false beard. Of course, the whole thing was a brazen forgery. But I'd like to hear your comment, because you probably know enough about Islam that you could comment on the dyeing of the beard.
Okay. Well, now you have different people and different sects who will tell you different things. But one thing that I can say unequivocally is that the beard for the Muslims is considered a sign of piety, particularly among the more conservative Muslims that you find in places like Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan and places like that. It's a sign of piety, and they consider it a sign of vanity if you shave the beard or if you do anything to make it, you know, like to take the gray out of it or things like that. And that's among the more conservative elements of the Muslim world. But you're going to find, as I said, you're going to find different religious leaders who are going to offer different opinions on it. But in general, as I said, in general, having a beard for a man is considered a sign of piety. That's why if you look at pictures or footage of Muslims in Afghanistan and places like that, generally they all have beards, and it's not because they don't have razors. It's because they consider it a sign of piety. So, and as far as dyeing it, and I've read the thing where they're talking about that you're really only supposed to use henna to dye it.
Right, I've read that also.
I don't know about that, but I will be sure as soon as this program is over to ask my inside source on it, which is Dr. Hashem Talawi, and I'm sure that he will give me an extended answer on it.
Well, and I'm also kind of curious about, everybody's falling all over themselves about the issue of the beard, and is that trying to deflect from the fact that the thing was just such a phony?
Possibly. You never know. I mean, when you're dealing, it's a very difficult task trying to crawl inside the minds of evil, insane people like these and try to, and I'm not talking about bin Laden, I'm talking about the people who are peddling the video. It's very difficult to crawl inside their minds and to try to walk a mile in their shoes and understand, you know, what operates inside their brain. So I don't know. But, yeah, it's interesting you point that out. There is a disproportionate amount of attention that has been paid to this whole issue of his beard. I think it's probably something worth looking into.
Well, because it followed right on everybody attacking it, exposing it as a fraud, and the beard then becomes the issue that everybody focuses on to take away from the criticisms, the people who said, oh, come on, we're supposed to believe that?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Well, Martin, unfortunately, I hear that music coming up, so we got to wrap up the hour. I wish we could have had both of you on a little bit longer to talk more about it, but we will be here tomorrow night and many nights in the future, God willing, so you won't hear the last of the subject. All right. Apologies to the callers we couldn't bring up, but thanks to everybody that did call in tonight. Thanks to Mark Glenn for giving us more on the No More Wars for Israel. Get in touch with Mark at nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com and let him know if you're going to need hotel reservations. Please do it now. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Signing off for now. See you here tomorrow night. Mike.
With